ladies and gentlemen, please welcome D-Tech Smith and Steve Metz. Sure.
Can't hear it?
No.
Can you hear it now?
The MegaCast!
Damn it! I thought I had it, and then I just screwed it up.
Well, I could tell. I was looking down, but in my head, it was like 1-1000, 2-1000, like... No, he's already hit the intro. I just can't hear it.
Okay, let me just check something. I'm just curious.
All right. Now it's gone.
It just went away right there when I hit that button. And now it's back. All right, headphones.
Well, now I can't hear it at all.
Yeah, I'm aware of that, Ted. I don't know what the hell. What the hell?
Well, that might screw things up when I'm trying to do something later, but we'll find out.
Play the intro again.
All right, let's just check it really quick and see. Here we go. Ready? Hold on.
Ladies and you're gentlemen.
Now. Yeah.
What about now?
Welcome. D-Tech Smith.
Now.
And Steve.
All right, so audition.
You are now entering.
How do I change that for the headphones?
I don't know. You know what? I was going to help you, but I'm like, hey, we got it working. We figured it out.
All right. Well, I have a crazy idea.
All right.
In the second half of the show, I was thinking there's this website that where, like, basically if someone clicks on it, they sound like they're almost in the room with you.
No kidding.
So it's like for a podcast. We did it with
Which one is that?
Clearfeed.
Okay, I haven't done that one yet.
It's amazing.
All right.
Like, we had Bob Rivers on the other morning. It sounded like he was in studio with us. Like,
that's what you had him on. I thought you had him on Skype.
We had Jason Finn on Skype.
All right.
We had Bob Rivers on, because Bob does his Bob Rivers podcast and with Bob, Spike, and Joe. And Spike and Joe are in Washington. You know, Spike's one place, Joe's the other place, and Bob's in, like, Vermont. And, like, him and I talked on the
Spike's
phone.
Spike's a Baltimore guy.
Yeah, so it's Bob.
Yeah.
At least he lived in Baltimore. But I was talking with him, and he's telling me about his whole setup, and, like, he's just telling me how he does his podcast, and then I'm like, oh, my gosh, it's amazing. Because, you know, we're trying to figure out, God forbid, we need to all leave this building. How are we going to do the show if we're not in the same room together? And because we don't have anywhere to go, like, collectively, if the building kicks us out. So I'm like, well, we might have to do this Clearfeed thing. It's a little bit of a delay, but it should work.
Yeah, I've been doing the podcast, a new episode out, by the way.
Oh, nice.
On Zoom. But it's definitely a little tougher.
Yeah.
There's just a weird little half second delay.
It's same thing. It's like, it's not even a full like half second. It's like a millisecond, but it's long enough where you just got to be okay with that awkward pause.
Right. And I think people are getting used to it. I mean, look, I was watching SportsCenter this morning, right?
Yeah.
Real early. And that show, Get Up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is ESPN. This is their flagship morning show. And Rex Ryan, like, it just wouldn't work. So at one point, they would, like, cut to his house, and he was, like, talking through his cell phone, but you could still see him. And, like, Mike Greenberg just started laughing. He's like, can we just acknowledge how we're talking to Rex Ryan?
How ridiculous this is.
Yeah, so that's the other thing, too, is sometimes for us in radio, we get so obsessed with how it sounds and this and that. And it's like, dude, like, everybody's doing this stuff.
Yeah.
I think the listener gets it. Like, well, it'll be okay.
What's the Some Good News show with John Krasinski? Is like,
oh, yeah.
It's just him using his cell phone with the camera microphone. Because there are some people on, like, his comments, like, hey, man, I got one of these Zoom processing microphone thingy-lum-ba-loo-ba-loos. I'll send it to you. I don't need it. And then other people are like, I think the whole point of the fun of the show is that it's just low budget.
Yeah.
And so I think people are a bit, all right, you know, maybe we should just throw it out there right now. I have the link to the clear feed. I put it up on our MegaCast Twitter page. Should I just hit send and see if people start calling us?
Hit it.
All right. I'm going
to
do it right now.
Also, I would like to tell people.
Watch nobody calls us.
Yeah, no kidding.
That'll be sad.
If I follow you on Twitter or something.
Don't direct message him.
No, I was just saying, send me a DM with your Zoom meetings. I mean, you never know, I might pop in.
Dude, that's pretty awesome.
I did it to some of my ECS buddies.
Did you really?
Yeah, they were having like a management meeting or something on Monday. And then my buddy Jason Ross, you know Jason Ross.
Yeah.
And then he put, hey, if anybody cares, I've opened the room up. So then I just popped in.
Hey, guys.
Right.
Someone's calling.
Oh, nice.
Should we click on it?
Click on it.
All right, let's see what happens. Oh, wait, they're muted. Hold on.
Oh.
Oh, no, it's not working. Hold on, maybe if I turn the audition off. Hello?
Hello?
There's somebody there.
I couldn't hear him.
I couldn't hear him.
This is so awkward. Are you getting out?
There is somebody on there. They're just not talking.
Hello, MegaCast?
Yeah! Oh!
I didn't know this would call you.
Yeah, who is this?
This is Thomas.
Hey, Thomas, how's it going, man?
Good.
Now, do you have, like, your speakerphone on or something like that? Because you're getting, like, a weird feedback.
There's two Steves on the line.
Yeah, one of them. Oh, that might be a problem. Hold on. Let me mute me.
Thomas.
Hi.
There he is.
Oh, I got to turn it on. Oh, man. This is clearly not working.
Is it me or that guy have an English accent?
Thomas, are you from England?
Nope, I'm from Seattle.
All right.
It just sounds like you're from England.
No, this is very bizarre. I didn't know what I was clicking on for real.
This is bizarre for all of us.
How do we make it so that we don't get this weird feedback? Thomas, we're getting a weird feedback, so we're just trying to figure that out right now. Oh, he hung up on us.
All right.
Well,
what
Thomas,
what if he's not even a MegaCast fan? He's just on Twitter.
He just clicked it.
How about it worked?
That's awesome.
But what is the problem with this? How do we fix this, Ted? Oh, we got another person.
Yeah, I can hear the echo.
Hello?
Still Thomas.
Oh, hey, Thomas.
Oh, it's the best cast ever.
I know. I'm so glad we did this.
Thomas, thanks for playing along.
This sucks. I'm so excited about this.
Well, maybe we'll have it working next week.
I wonder if it was something. I bet it was Thomas's fault.
Oh, we're blaming Thomas?
Yeah,
now?
It's totally Thomas's fault. You know what? I'll go in the other room and I'll call you.
All right. Do I have to click anything or just plug in?
I think once I hit the button, it just plugs us right in. So we'll see. Hold on. Let me find that link. This is so stupid, but I'm actually very entertained by this.
Yeah.
All right, Ted, I'm going to click on the link right now.
We're learning this on the fly.
You click on the link, and then what happens is it's going to say something like, this is a beta for iPhone. All right, I'm going to say, yes, try it. All right, I'm going to go in the other room.
All right. Now that Steve's finally gone, I can talk to you people without him being in here. God, it's awkward when he's in here. You know, we play pretty good friends, though. Play, I say. Not sure we are. Of course. Oh, he's back.
Ted, do you not hear me?
Were you talking?
Yeah. Oh, wait, I'm muted. Unmute. Ted.
Is this Steve Miggs?
I'll go in the other room. Hold on.
All right, let's see. Does it still sound echoey? Actually, Steve, it doesn't sound as bad, but I can't hear you. Steve? Now, this is awkward. Oh, there you go. I can. And I don't think I hear the echo. You know, dude, I'm pretty good. I'm kind of run. It was Thomas's fault. You know what, though, Steve? This feels right. Why don't you stay outside? I'll start running this thing. Are you seriously in the office right now? No, but all right. So at least we know it works now. That man, I feel bad for blaming Thomas, but that's the only answer. No, and I don't have an echo when I talk. Oh, dang it, Thomas. All right, man, get back in here. I miss you.
Hey, Ted. I'm back.
Yeah, see, it actually worked this time.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Do you have to have an iPhone?
No, you could have it. It could be on a computer.
And you put it on our Twitter page?
I put it on the MegaCast Twitter page.
All right, shoot. I'll just send it out right now.
Yeah, just retweet it.
I'll retweet it right now.
I'll retweet it too.
See what happens.
This is the dumbest podcast ever, but I'm actually very entertained by this.
For sure.
Yeah, I don't know, like, yeah, dude, it sounded fine in the other room. And I, as long as I sound like you can hear me, that's cool.
Yeah.
All right, I got to pull up.
Oh, there, Thomas just tweeted us. I didn't read the whole tweet before I clicked the link in the bio. That was too weird.
He must have had us on like speakerphone.
Tell you one thing, Thomas is getting a follow.
Oh,
you,
yeah.
You react that quickly?
Dude, that was hilarious. I already follow him. So Thomas, you're on the good side.
All right. He's just like, oh, this is still awkward.
It's still Thomas.
What do you say? I'm going to listen to this. I can't wait for this episode to come out. We should title this one Thomas.
Yes.
Thomas calls
this
in.
This is Thomas. So I don't know how often that's going to work or not, but that's pretty freaking cool.
That is pretty cool. And what was that one called again?
Clearfeed.
Clearfeed.
Yeah.
All right. Dude, I think the other thing I'm going to try this weekend, did I tell you about the cricket player last week?
No. Uh-oh, it looks like someone's connecting with us.
Uh-oh.
Hello? Hey, how's it going? Do you hear us? Who is this? What's up?
All right. Well, welcome, Patrick. Actually, I know that well. That's the exit I take to go to Summer Meltdown. Yeah, that's a good point. Right there by the Shell station.
Yeah. I pick up the garbage up in Darrington.
Oh.
Uh-oh. We're getting a weird weird feedback right now.
No, I just saw it come up on Twitter. But
all right, man. Well, we're getting a weird feedback, but thanks for calling.
Thanks, brother.
Yeah. All right. I don't even know if any of that made it on the recording.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on, why things aren't working. How come it worked just fine with me?
Is it maybe because you weren't on speaker? That can't be that simple, can it?
I think it could be.
Here's my question.
Okay.
We're hearing the loop, but is that recording the loop?
Yes.
Everybody's going to hear that
this
loop?
This is going to be a complete cluster F of a podcast, which I hope people don't mind.
Right. This is either I've got to listen to this train wreck or I've got to turn it off.
Yeah. There's a very good chance that nobody's even hearing half of the crap that we're putting on right now.
Right. It might just be me and you and Echoes.
Yeah. For all we know, they're side of the conversation's not working. That sucks, man. I'm really like, I like the idea of us being able to just talk to people on the Megacast.
Yeah, for sure. We should also, I'm writing that down.
Okay.
That's going to be the name of our new band.
What is that?
So I think combining our names into Stead? Steve and Ted?
Yeah.
Stead and the Echoes.
Stead and the Echoes.
One night only.
Emerald Queen Casino.
Actually, Steve, it's just a virtual performance.
Damn it. Sponsored by the Emerald Queen Casino.
Oh, yeah. Brian Halquest Productions presents Stead and the Echoes.
So I wonder what I did. I hit the auxiliary button, and then all of a sudden they got that super feedback.
Well, that's the worst part. It's got to be something on our end, right?
But how come when I was on, everything seemed fine? I'm testing it again. I want to see if I'm being recorded.
Do you want me to go out and call you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. You want me to click the button or do you want to click on yours?
I'll click on mine.
All right. This is... I actually did show prep to get this episode ready and none of it's happening. So it should like say like this is like a beta test and then... I like that we have two people that paid attention on Twitter though. Uh-oh.
All right. I got to allow...
Ted?
Steve?
Okay, so I get like a weird... Let me hit the auxiliary. Let's see if that fixes it. Try it again. Oh, then I completely lose you on there. Oh, really? Oh, man. This is just a failure. Okay. Well, it was good talking to you.
All right, see you, brother.
I don't know how to hang up.
Echo cancel, maybe? Oh, that's only pro only. Oh, we got to pay for that.
How do you can't... All right, hang on.
Oh, wait. Someone's connecting again. We got somebody else. Hello? Oh, Steve has gone away. There's got to be a way to fix this.
But I would say for people that might actually be listening, I don't think we should keep echoing the hell out of them.
No, it's not nice.
Right?
All right, why don't we get our push-ups out of the way? Let's do what we're supposed to do on this damn podcast.
Well, just because I was on the phone and I was like, oh, yeah, you could hear that echo loud and clear.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, how come I couldn't hear an echo when I talked to you?
I don't know. I don't know.
I almost feel like we got to bring Alex. Oh, he's not here
he's
anymore.
He's not here. He left.
He left us.
I think I did walk down the hall. I think there's one person here that could help us, but he's not in there either right now.
And he probably has bigger and more important things to do since that like the entire company is like being broadcast out of people's homes.
But I bet if we send him an email, just say, hey, next Wednesday, before we start, can you help us with something?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then we'll start doing this.
Yeah. And then, right, people can call in live.
Should we take that off of our Twitter so that people don't keep doing it?
I might just retweet, I would just put, phone lines closed now. We can't figure it out.
I think I'm just going to delete the tweet.
Are you?
Yeah.
All right.
I think that's our better bet because otherwise we're going to have random people clicking on it and they're going to be like, what the hell, man?
I'm just going to tweet out. We can't figure it out.
Yeah. Oh man. It was such a good idea on paper.
I just can't believe it worked that quick.
It did.
That's awesome.
I love that we have listeners.
I know.
Thank you, Patrick. Thank you, Thomas.
I like that Patrick's out working.
Yeah, doing garbage. I was bummed because I really have like lots of good questions for the guy.
Right, and that would be ideal. He's still working. He's out doing something, and we could chit-chat with him.
Right. We're all essential.
Yeah.
Team essential.
Team essential.
I don't know how we're essential after that last...
Then Miles, Still, and Robin probably think we're losing our mind. Because every 10 minutes, one of us walks out and goes, oh, hey, is this the Megacast?
I just headbutted the keyboard and I just screwed up the computer.
Oh.
Ted, I'm falling apart.
We're going to get nothing out of this
one.
Let's
get some push-ups.
Yeah, let's do some push-ups, man.
I'm Steve Miggs. Seattle's biggest star.
I still haven't been able to wrestle, and I just wanted to get...
You just want to hear your song.
I just want to hear my song. And I got we got a few tweets, people saying that it was a banger.
I think somebody even said it slaps.
It does. Yeah. It's right.
Yeah.
Let's get Ted.
It's a verified situation. It's a verified situation. It's a verified situation. It's a verified situation. It's a verified situation.
You know, starring B-Tech Smith.
I figured we got to just get going.
Yeah, right. Just step on your own intro.
You might as well at this point, man. Things are not going well.
They're not. And being doing push-ups with you is like being at the gym, Steve.
Sorry.
No, I'm just saying. There's somebody else lifting.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
I've been doing home workouts with Flex with Rhett. Rhett Titus. I had him on my Migs versus the World of Wrestling podcast.
All right.
Twice a week, he puts up workout videos. And they're really good. I did a core one that my stomach still hurts.
All right. Yeah, I'm still just doing... I hate running. So I'm still just doing the fast-paced walks. Hey, TED Talk would be pretty simple. Stay at home. Stay safe. You know, just listen to the guidelines.
Yeah.
I would remind people, like, look, do I feel weird wearing a mask around? Yeah. You know, you'd ask Steve. Like, today I went back to just tying around the scarf and everything.
Yep.
Right? Like, it feels odd. But listen, they say it helps now, so do it. I get it.
I know.
A month ago, they said you don't need them. So, and there's still, I'm just saying, like, when I go into a store, I make sure I have one on.
I don't have one yet. I got to get one. I ain't going to lie.
Oh,
I went to Costco, and I didn't have a mask. Ran into a listener. He's like, what's up? And he has a mask on. He's like coming at me. I'm like, oh, boy, panic. Panic is ensuing. You have a child with a mask as well. He came out with the elbow. And we, like, did, like, the most awkward, far away from each other elbow tap.
Yeah.
Then later on, I'm... trying to check out, a guy comes up, like, starts talking to me. He's like, big fan. I'm like, awesome. He has a mask as well. I'm like, well, cool, man. It's nice to meet you. He goes, oh, we've met a bunch of times before. You don't remember me? And I go, you have a mask on. Don't know what you look like. And he just was like, I know, ha ha.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, look, everybody feels it. It's odd, but, you know, if they say it works for this week, then do it for this week.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's just the safest bet. Because let me tell you something. I said this on the podcast last night. We have to stay optimistic, but also we have to be realist, right? So for me, whatever we can do right now so that we can have the fall and Christmas, let's do that.
That would be nice.
Right. Because
Tony wants to go to Australia in October. I do not want Tony Bruni not to go to Australia in October.
Yeah, I was supposed to be in Dublin in August. But I mean, like, you know, Burning Man's already canceled. That's late August, early September.
But anyone who's a burner, feel free to contact me. You can PayPal me, and I will blow sand in your face and play loud EDM music for 5 hours.
I don't think you should be blowing sand in anybody's face, Steve.
All right, I'll figure out something else. I got one of those air things. I'll just fill it up with sand and shoot sand in your face.
No, but I just see some people like they just wait
welcome
till
to the burn, bitch.
Yeah, so like these giant companies have to cancel stuff, right? Like look, the summer is going to be a wash.
Yeah.
But yeah, like that's what I'm saying. Be realistic. Because if you keep getting hyped for something and then you got to cancel it the week before, like to me, you're just going to keep setting yourself up for disappointment.
I'm a month away from I'm supposed to be in Hawaii. This sucks.
Yeah.
But it is what it is. And the nice thing is to be thankful. Like it sounds like the things that people are doing, it's definitely working. The curve is being flattened and all that. I mean, be fortunate that we're not in different countries. Like I was listening to a podcast with a lady from Australia who right now is in quarantine in our own house because her husband's sick. Or her husband has low immune system, right? Uh-oh.
I know. The allergies are brutal right now.
But she can't even see her husband in their house. He has to bring her food, leave it at the door. And she's been in one room, like in their house, the entire time. And that's like, watch. That can't even leave. If you leave your home... it'll screw up the quarantine. You'll get fined a ridiculous amount. So we're fortunate enough to at least that you can still like walk around your neighborhood and keep distance from people. But you're fortunate enough to, even though it sucks, but the weather's nice, you can still get out and be active without being around people.
Right. And that's the thing, too. I do it, you know, not nightly, but I do it most nights. Like I go take a long walk, mm-hmm. right? Like, I don't like running. So just a fast paced walk. I go up just some stairs and some hills.
Like right? Rocky.
Yeah, you pass somebody, you put your mask on.
Yep.
Right? You go into the store, put the mask on. And the other thing, too, is like, listen, the parks are closed for a reason. Don't go to the park. That's mm-hmm. where people congregate.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And this isn't some, you know, well, freedom issue or not. Like, come on. This is for the greater good. You know what I mean?
Well, we're going to be okay now because Vince McMahon has been asked to be in charge of stuff. So we're safe.
I know. Trust me. Well, that's something too. When sports do come back, if they do, like more than likely, ain't going to be nobody in those stands.
No. No. And it's a cluster F now in the WWE with all the stuff that they've deemed essential, which is ridiculous. And now all of a sudden they're firing like a ton of their talent. They've let go maybe of like 10 different guys, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes today.
Well, the WWE, Vince McMahon, this has never happened before, mm-hmm. but the WWE's in a weird spot, right? Like Roman Reigns can't go wrestle.
Right. He had to cancel his match at WrestleMania where he was most likely, I'd say 99.9% sure of winning the WWE championship against Goldberg.
Right. So his AEW, are they still wrestling?
What they did is they had a certain place, I think in Jacksonville. They quarantined everybody and they only used the specific talent that they needed at certain times and rifled people in and out and recorded an S ton of footage that gets them through until I think another month or two. So they, like a couple of weeks ago, they recorded like maybe even about a month ago, they recorded the equivalent of 12 episodes.
Yeah. All right.
They just banged it all out. You know, hey, boom, 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 boom. If you're not comfortable, don't come. If you are, you're going through all this like COVID protocol check, fever, you know, all the usual stuff, I'm sure. And then you're staying in a hotel when you're not actually here at the venue. You can't go elsewhere and risk being exposed to somebody else. So they did the best that they could. I mean, some would argue, though, just don't do anything. That's really the best that you should do.
Well, I was going to say, too, I mean, honestly, this is the one time where all those wrestlers should get together and just be like, no, Vince.
Yeah.
Well, you could sit there and say you're putting on shows, but if all the talent says no, what are you going to do?
Right. No, it's absolutely true. Well, he's got bigger fish to fry right now. He's in charge of helping bring back the economy. You know, I mean, he's the perfect guy, you know, fresh off of filing for bankruptcy with the XFL.
Yeah, all right.
This whole thing.
I mean, it's just right. It's insanity. Yeah. So, I mean, that's just my thing. People got to be realists, too.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And it's going to, you know, it's going to be like this for a while, you know, but that's what I'm saying. Do I feel weird wearing masks and stuff? Sure, it's not normal.
No.
You don't walk around your city in a mask.
I ain't gonna lie, I did a double take when you came in with one of those fancy scarves on.
Yeah, but hey, look.
You look like Duff from Ace of Cakes.
I haven't seen that show, but I'll take that as a compliment.
Buddy versus Duff, he's always wearing like those kind of scarves.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, that's Israeli, awesome.
It's an Israeli tactical scarf, Steve.
Oh, my bad. You did that at Burning Man?
Yeah. That's the only reason I know how to wear those at times from Burning Man. I didn't get it there. We bought them for that.
That's awesome.
Yeah, last week on Instagram Live with Taryn Daly. By the way, I'll be doing an Instagram happy hour tonight with Taryn Daly on the KSW Instagram.
So how does that work for somebody? Do they have to go in the stories to watch it?
Right. So up top where it says stories, it'll let you know who you follow if they're live.
Yeah.
Right?
So you see KSW, click on it, and that's what you guys are going to be doing.
Right. And nice. you'll see us sitting there chatting.
Sweet. I'll troll you guys.
Yeah, I know. That's the only thing that sucks with Instagram Live is you don't only do two people at a time.
So I couldn't like swoop in.
No, because you could comment, but if Taryn clicked on you, it would kick me out.
Dude, it was so funny. The other morning we were talking about Zoom stuff and they were talking about how everybody on the show got together on Zoom to do a shot together or on on FaceTime.
All right.
Except for me. Danny didn't think to ask me because he knows I don't really drink much. So everyone else
and
on
I
the show,
droid.
Except for me, was on. And it was like the next day. It was the day after our MegaCast episode where I was giving you a hard time about Zooming me.
Yeah.
And so everyone on the text line is like, dude, first Ted, now your show. Nobody has respect for you, Steve. I was like, this is awesome.
Right. So not only that Steve was giving you a hard time about not inviting him to the Zooms. And then that Friday, he's on a Zoom.
With the men's room.
With the men's room and Castle and Taryn doing a shot. And I was like, but I couldn't talk because I was in this. We were live in the studio, so I had to mute it. But I was just like, yeah, now he's Zooming.
Yeah, everyone else is inviting me to Zoom.
Yeah, right. During the top of the hour, we take that little break for like station identification, and I just took the mute off. And I was like, I guarantee you this is the first drink Steve's had in a month, an unmuted.
Yep, and it was true.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, look, I'm getting Zoomed out.
I was going to say, like, it sounds like your schedule is packed with Zooms.
It's crazy, man. Saturday is a busy day. That's what I'm saying. I got a happy hour tonight for half an hour with Taryn. And then I got a Zoom call with a mutual friend of ours for a beer. And then I have a late Zoom at 10.
Was that like a booty Zoom? A Zoom call?
No. It's just random. So yeah, like Saturday, I hosted a huge one for all my cousins, which was pretty fun. But I mean, we were on that thing for a while.
Really?
Oh yeah. All right, so look, I'll be dead honest with you. People give me a hard time on Zoom because I leave my spot a lot and walk around, but I'm a pacer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I know that.
Yeah, right? Like, you've partied with me. Yeah. Like, Steve will sit on the couch and I will pace around my living room the whole time.
Yeah, yeah. It's like you're being interrogated by Ted when you hang out with him.
Right, so sometimes my favorite part of the Zoom is, like, I'll go to the bathroom or whatever and just hearing people in the background. Sounds like there's a party in my living room.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it warms my heart, man. I love it.
Did you hook it up to your Bluetooth so it's even louder?
Oh, I didn't think about it. So I'm getting better at tech stuff, but I'm still a little behind.
Uh-huh.
Also, please email us or email me at thetedsmith@castw.com. If you know how an adapter to get a mouse onto a 2012 MacBook Air, because I suck using my finger on that MacBook.
Just get a Bluetooth one.
Oh, I didn't
know. A wireless one.
All right.
That's what I have for my Surface. And it's just, you can get one, like, I got one through Microsoft, I think, or on Amazon.
Yeah, I can't seem to scroll. Like, if I check Facebook or something, I don't know. I can't figure out how to scroll down.
I'm sure if you do on Amazon, just type in, like, MacBook wireless mouse.
All right.
You'll probably find something that will fit whatever need it is. It's great.
Yeah.
I've never had an issue, and it was like $10.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm tech guy now. I'm zooming. I'm calling. I mean, I got my mom to join Instagram. Because Instagram's great. In the DMs, you can have a bunch of people.
Mm-hmm.
But I can just call my mom, and it'll just start ringing her phone.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
This is good, man. Well, maybe you should figure out our clear feed issues.
Do you know what?
I'm really bummed, man. That would have been a lot of fun. Why don't we take a break? Maybe we'll figure it out during the break.
Yeah, you know what? Maybe we will.
I doubt it.
I doubt it, too.
All right. Mega cast. We'll be back.
Yeah.
And then we'll do, you know what? We'll
do an actual segment?
Yeah, we'll talk about some song parodies that have come out because of this coronavirus. They're called Quarantunes when the Mega cast returns.
Jackasses are the absolute last two guys I would want to be stuck in a lockdown with. The Megacast will return.
You just finished binge-watching Tiger King on Netflix, and now it's time to entertain your little one. Introducing Fisher-Price's My Little Exotic Zoo Playset. Open up your child's creative mind with mayhem and madness.
I like big tigers.
Comes complete with blonde mullet wig.
Hey, yo!
Tiger tent.
Oh, that's one big tiger.
Big cat costumes to put on your pets, cash register, and guitar. It's hours of redneck-loving, unbridled, mouth-dropping fun.
Who wants to take a picture with a tiger cub?
I get to play Carol Baskin.
Fisher-Price's My Little Exotic Zoo playset.
Can I have these Walmart meats?
Batteries and meth not included.
I mean, what the f***? These two idiots are considered essential. The Megacast is back.
So we just did a little spoof on the Tiger King right there. Did you watch the Tiger King?
Damn right. Remember, I was quarantined for 15 days by myself.
That's right.
I watched that thing like in 2 days, and then Sunday I watched the new episode as soon as it came out.
I watched that one too. That was actually pretty interesting because it really paints a picture of nobody liked Joe.
Yeah.
But then it also makes me wonder, are the staff of the zoo being told by the new guy, you better not have anything nice to say about Joe when this follow-up episode happens?
I don't think so. They really didn't have a ton of great stuff to say about Jeff either.
That's a good point.
I think everybody, it was pretty clear. Like, these people are just obsessed with hanging out with giant tigers.
Yeah. They're like people who like big cats. And everyone had nice things. Well, one person. I mean, and we can all agree, though, that Jeff's nanny is pretty incredible.
I liked it. I liked that. What's his name? Joe McHale blatantly was like, how many affliction shirts do you have? How many leather jackets do you have?
And then there was a moment, though, where he was talking, I think, to, oh, it was, Eric, the zookeeper guy, the long haired dude.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And he's like, what do you think about Joe? And he's like, oh, I hate him. Or, he should die in jail, blah, blah, blah. And then he's like, okay. And people compare you to Vince Neil from Motley Crue. I'm like, well, that's a good follow-up question after this guy wished death upon Joe.
Yeah, and then he was like, I hate Motley Crue.
I know. They're just too plastic for me.
Well, it's so weird, too. Is those
that guy looks like he's fun at parties.
That guy is. I mean, there was no BS with that dude.
No.
Yeah.
None at all. So we talk about it from time. BJ hates the Tiger King. He never watched an episode. He refuses to watch an episode because he just thinks it's going to put him in a bad mental place or something. Whatever. But he was talking about it, and someone texted into the show. It's just like, you know, you guys, if you think, basically saying something like, if you guys hate Trump, but like Joe Exotic, you're just a bunch of idiots because they're pretty much the same person. I don't understand how you could like you crap on one and not on the other or something along those lines. And I just phone back. I'm like, well, there's a big difference between one running a zoo and the other running the country. He's like, there's not a difference. And I'm like, oh my gosh.
All right. Joe Exotic's in jail.
Right.
Now, you're right. Does that make you feel better, pal?
Well, that's what I even said. I think I said, yeah. There's a difference between a guy who's behind bars that's also running a zoo, and then there's a guy who runs our country. And like, so I don't understand your argument. Like that, it's just a silly argument.
Right?
Like, we could poke fun.
Even if you're a super pro-Trump guy, saying he's the same as Joe Exotic is not good.
No, none of it's good.
That guy's really owning the libs.
Yeah, he figured it out. Hot take.
Hot take
from the texter. And then he like wrote like this, just, you're an ass, and blah, 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 blah. I'm like, I'm not even responding. Like, we're all just clinging on for work right now. We're all just clinging on for our lives, you know, trying to just get by and get past what is one of the weirdest times of anyone's life, where the entire world's crumbling because of a virus. And you're getting all pissy because we're making fun of Joe Exotic. Like, just go F yourself, man.
Well, and some people too, right? Like, what was I going to say? You know, obviously somebody like you who's a new father, you understand this. But even somebody like me that doesn't have children, right? Like a lot of times when something happens to a child, which, you know, like, even though it's 2020, like sometimes babies, unfortunately, like something happens. They get sick or whatever.
Yeah.
But whenever a child dies, like people need answers.
Yep.
Right? So now we're kind of in the same thing. Like people need somebody to blame.
Mm-hmm.
And like at this point, like we can't worry about that. Like, whatever Fauci says to do, just freaking do it.
Right. Right. It seems pretty easy.
Right. And like, look, I'm not going to sit here and bash Trump. But yeah, of course he's not wearing a mask. He also stared at an eclipse without glasses on. You know what I mean? Like, the man blatantly flaunts.
But he's not selling tigers, Ted.
He's not selling tigers. So I'm just like, right. So I'm just like, hey, you can't. Like, I get it. And it's true. We're going to go into a huge depression. This is that. I get it. People are pissed. They want to blame somebody. But like, just, you know, I don't know. Just chill out. I will say this. Living in the city, the 8 o'clock yelling's great.
I hear about this. We don't get that.
Out Puyallup?
No, like, but I do like these online wrestling Q&As. That there's like certain wrestlers. It's like a private group of like coaches, former WWE guys that I'm in. That like just basically they're bored just as all of us are. So they do Facebook Live and they'll just answer whoever's questions for like an hour.
Yeah.
And so I'll just like go on there and watch. And one of the guys, I can't remember which guy it was, but he's answering questions. All of a sudden there's a loud noise in the background. He's like, oh, my bad. That's my wife. She's outside banging pots and pans for all the hospital people. It's 8 o'clock here on the East Coast. I was like, that's freaking cool.
It honestly, it gives me chills every night.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Because the other weird thing is too, is that like, we're all stuck at home, right? So for me, like my neighborhood's mostly condos and apartment buildings.
Yeah.
So you know these places are full with people.
Yeah.
But you just don't see them. Like mm-hmm. Steve knows, my street is super busy.
Yeah.
There's never anybody on it anymore.
It's at the heart of Capitol Hill.
Right. So at 8 o'clock, when everybody starts banging pans and making noise, it's like, you don't like even talking about
that's
it. It's
cool.
It's cool. It's just like, all right, my city's still here. Like, we'll be all right.
And Puyallup Tatum does it right around 8, but that's because she was being put down to go to bed.
Yeah, right.
It makes sense. I thought my neighbors were just yelling at each other. Now I realize, oh, wait, they are. Never mind. I'm kidding.
Yeah. And that's the thing, too. Like I was saying, like, listen to the rules. You don't need to be at a park. Now, if I live in Steve's neighborhood, I would put my lawn chair on my deck or whatever, crack beers, and just talk to anybody from 6 feet away.
Yo, that is the craziest part. We were just actually talking to my neighbor Josh and his wife yesterday. We're walking our dog like we do every day when the weather's decent. And like, I mean, I've already talked with Josh a bunch, and I haven't really talked to his wife much. But like this time, we all talked for like 20 minutes just outside of our house.
Yeah.
Because they were going to get pizza. We were coming back in, and we're just BSing. And it's like, oh, man, like, how crazy is it? Like, if there was like a silver lining of all this coronavirus stuff, it's that in a weird way, it's made us all appreciate human interaction again.
Yeah,
so I think
for
we've
sure.
all been so knee deep in our phones and our Facebook and our social media. All of a sudden, we're just walking around. And you're like, another human being. Let's have a conversation. I've met more of my neighbors in this past 2 weeks than I have in 10 years. And I'm not even joking.
And it's not even that you meet them. It's that people are excited to see you.
It's like you get to know them, actually.
Right. And none of the people who live in my building were like mean or anything. But like, I really only talked to Ray upstairs. Now I talk to everybody. Like some people.
That'd be funny if you don't talk to Ray at all right now. Just kidding.
Ray, by the way, he's been fostering a pup.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Because I asked him, I said, man, you lived in up there at night? I go, I lived there for 2 years. I never heard a noise out of here. He's like, first of all, it's funny because I think I'm pretty loud. And the guy before you hated me. I was like, no, man. And he goes, no, I haven't really been lifting up there. And he's an in-shape dude. I go, all right, I thought maybe you were doing jumping jacks. And he's like, oh, I'm trying to teach the dog how to play fetch. So it's like a 30-pound dog. So I was like, that explains it.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And he's like, do you mind? I'm like, no, it's 8 p.m. I give two S's.
Right. If it's like, you know, midnight on a Tuesday, yeah, maybe you might want to tone it down.
Yeah, I mean, maybe.
That's true. You don't.
Right, it's me.
Yeah. You're stoned watching like cricket.
Yeah, right.
I don't think you're going to care if you hear some banging on the ceiling. But it's crazy, man. That's like been the one nice thing. I feel like it is bringing everyone together in a socially distant way.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty rad. So obviously it's inspired some people to write songs about the Corona, the Rona. And I wanted to play some of them just to get your opinion.
All right. All right. Have you heard the Gin and Juice one?
No.
Oh, I just saw that this morning.
What's that one all like? Do you remember?
It's the same beat.
Yeah.
But it's like, the chorus is like, I don't know, sitting around doing nothing or so. I'm not saying it right. But it's pretty funny. They did like awesome. A whole video for it.
All right, here's one. Let's check out one of the Corona tunes.
I sit around and watch YouTube and browse Amazon.
Dude, he just nailed me right there. Watch wrestling matches on YouTube, and I'm buying way too much stuff on Amazon.
I bought one of those shavers that it's like extended.
Did you get one of those?
So I ordered it. It hasn't showed up yet. But one night I was like, screw it. I'm shaving my whole body by myself.
Dude, I want to know how that works.
All right.
Because right now I've been asking my wife, but I got to pick the right time, especially with the child. Like,
yeah.
I've only like been able to match times properly like a couple times. Be like, hey, can you just shave the back?
Yeah.
And I could tell like this is something that she really didn't like sign on for in this marriage, but she's doing it. Because I gave her the seed that gave her her child.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I want to know how that works for you.
Migs.
Yeah.
I scroll through Twitter for an hour or two.
Yeah.
Another package of Thin Mints. It's been a week since I hit the gym. Be like Farley in that skit with Patrick Swayze.
Oh, that's a good line.
I missed it. I didn't.
He said, I feel like Farley in that skit with Patrick Swayze.
Oh.
Were there Chippendales?
I thought he said, I feel like farting in my skin with Patrick Swayze. What?
If nobody SNL skit with Chris Farley and I forgot the other guy's name.
Patrick Swayze. Yeah.
Where they're trying out for the Chippendales.
And Swayze's like got the sweet mullet, feathered mullet, and is in great shape.
Right. And Farley's a great dancer and stuff. So it's just funny when they won't take him. What's it? We prefer our dancers to have just a circle.
Yeah. It's a great piece.
You touch my face or rub my eyes. You wanna catch coronavirus.
Stay in That's pretty good.
And sanitizer is your best friend. I stay in isolation. Maintain some simple good time for hibernation.
That's not bad.
That's not bad.
I give that one. I give that one a thumbs up.
I would also tell people too about like staying on the timeline and stuff. Like you got to be careful, people. Like you want to stay informed, but media overload. I mean social media, your friends, like screen time, whatever. Like it's rare to say this, but like it might be good for your mental health, literally, to just veg out in front of your TV and watch a stupid show for an hour or two.
Dude, you're absolutely
just,
right.
You gotta calm your brain. You know, take a walk, do all the stuff you should do, but also like I told my buddy, you know, I have a couple friends that run gyms and one guy was getting real tense and I said, dude, take an hour or something. Just watch something stupid. Like
yep.
Chill.
Dude, I was getting so caught. Hey, well, we're quote unquote essential to like at least share good info, And obviously, people are coming to us for entertainment. They're coming to us for our stupidity. They're not coming to us because we're a news station, but we shouldn't like cloud it with bad info. So I'm like, I'm going to spend every morning finding different podcasts that are about the coronavirus, talking to doctors. And so for every morning for a good 3 weeks on the drive in, I would be listening to like the New York Times podcast or this podcast. And radio.com's got a podcast where they talk to doctors as well. And it finally hit a point where I was just, and I think they're calling it like doom scrolling, when people just keep scrolling.
Doom scrolling. Yeah. I haven't heard that. I like it.
And you just read negativity and you're like, you get sucked into it. It's like my mom when I was growing up. I'm like, why do you always watch the news? You seem so sad. She's like, I just need to know. But like she would watch and just be depressed. But now we're doing it 24/7 because it's not just the 11 o'clock news. So I finally hit a point where I'm like, you know what? I need to, I'm going into work every morning in a really bad mood or a sad mood. I'm just going to listen to wrestling podcasts again and interviews with wrestlers and just, and I found like my demeanor and my level of stress has just gone down so much.
Yeah. Well, and also too, like, this might sound a little silly, but at the end of the day, when me and you show up here, we need to make some people laugh. We need to entertain them.
Yep.
So if you're super down, that makes your job or everybody's job here 10 times rougher. By the way, you seem light years ahead of where you were 2 weeks ago.
Well, because I was listening to all those sad news casts.
I know. Like when I came in today and you're just like, yeah, and you said, I was like, all right, Steve's back.
Yeah. There's a lot going on. I mean, it still is, but like the weight of the world is definitely not as bad as it was 2 weeks ago.
Plus, I think mentally, we're just kind of getting used to it. Like, look, I get it. You wake up, my sleep's been weird. Well, like, you wake up, so like, is this, oh yeah, it's still happening.
Yep. Well, I just read today, even like 58% of Americans don't even know what day it is right now.
Yeah. Right? Because if you don't go in or nothing, right? I mean, I talked to Cobb Monday evening and he goes, yeah, all right, cool, man. I'll see you Friday. I'm like, whoa. I hope I talk for the podcast. And he's like, yeah, sorry. I forgot what day it was.
It's
Cobb's
crazy,
a pretty
man.
Responsible dude.
But when you don't got a job to go to, it kind of, I mean, we're lucky we have still something. I do find us very lucky, as much as it sucks what's going on in the world. And I'm happy we are employed. And I'm happy to have a place to go to outside of just home, just to get out of the house for a little semblance of like normalcy. And I'm glad to know that people are appreciative of what we do. I mean, you get a couple negative people, but it's been pretty cool to just see how many people of us even trying to put out an entertaining show throughout all of this. Like, honestly, watching us fail trying to get somebody on that through Clearfeed. Like, I understand that's maybe a little unlistenable, but I thought that was just something fun and stupid that it, like, no. You know what I mean?
It is. It was just after I was like, all right, it's been 20 minutes.
Yeah, we need to pump
the brakes. I'm just imagining salty ass me sitting there being like, nah, I'm done.
Yeah. Maybe I'll trim it down.
The back or the.
Yes, with that razor that I got from Amazon.
Right. So that's what I buy. I bought like lights for my bedroom.
Like LED lights?
Yeah, like crazy party lights.
Yeah. Are they music like activated?
I don't know. Okay. I'm getting to the point now on Friday nights where it's like I just want to go to the go to my room. Yeah, that's gonna be the club.
Yeah.
Go in there, chill out.
You have a little bar set up?
Yeah, maybe, right?
Dude, you should turn your bedroom into a club.
Just move to the bed.
Have like a different computer in there with a different Zoom party. So you have like your party crew.
That's not a bad call.
Yeah.
Have my computer in there and then also sign in on my phone. So I'll sit in the living room with my phone in the bar and then be like, dude, the club's open. You guys can go in there.
But then you could have like someone be a bouncer in there. You could put on like an outfit, a costume, like a suit. Be like, what's the password to get into this club? Float me some money, Venmo.
I've also been trying to think of a way, you got to jump on one of those Friday night ones with the crew.
Okay.
But I'm thinking maybe in a week or two, I want to do a bar crawl on Zoom. So everybody in your setup, right? Like, so everybody's going to be muted.
Right.
And then, like, I don't know, you just hold up a sign, like, let's go to Steve. And then we unmute Steve. Whatever music or lights he has going, now we're in there for a while.
That's my club.
Yeah.
I like that idea.
Right?
Something different, man.
Yeah.
Just kind of keep you sane. All right, here we go. Another quarantine.
Day 7 is no fun living in quarantine. I'm out of
I'm still thrown off that Thomas had an English accent when we talked to him.
I don't know why we thought he was English.
He definitely, I was like, wow, we have someone coming in from England. That's they sound
like,
good.
That's why I was like, do you know who we are? I just assumed it was some drunk guy at like 8:30 at night over in England. Just
he's
like,
F it. I'll click this link.
Living in quarantine, I'm out of toilet paper, thanks to COVID-19. It's like the
staycation. Yeah?
For 10 to 14 days.
Where do you think it's going?
Well, I mean, don't stand, right?
Yeah.
Don't stand, right? I mean, yeah. This song kind of...
He writes itself.
Yes!
And on the chance you see me, please stay 6 feet away.
There you go.
Don't stand. Don't stand so. Don't stand so close to me.
Yeah, good call.
I'm so sure distancing.
Dude, so our neighbors are socially distancing. They have a sign on the back of their, in their backyard fence that you can barely read unless you get like 6 feet close. It just basically describes what social distancing is and saying you need to be 6 feet away from us. And then on the cement, they have a yellow X and another yellow X to give you an idea of what 6 feet is. How weird is that?
I like the idea that you got, I was like, what are they having a barbecue and you got to line up for food?
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. It's also funny too, I should say this, as long as in between the songs we're talking a little bit. Like,
yeah.
Look, if you've noticed yourself like snap or be pissy about something, like that's okay too.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, a lot of people are doing the right things. Like somebody the other day was talking to, they were all fired up because the grocery stores now, the aisles are one-way traffic.
They're doing it at Costco.
Right. And somebody I was talking to was like, it just pisses me. And I go, hang on now. Like,
that really pisses you off.
Right. And they were like, yeah. I was like, it's all right, man. You're just pissed.
Yeah, it's finding something to vent about.
And for somebody like me who loves going to the grocery store and it'll take an hour to buy like 15, 20 items, it stopped weirdos like me. I'm much more efficient now.
So what happens? So like, let's just say you're in that aisle. Can you backtrack and stay in the aisle? You know what I mean? Like, what if like you walk in and it's like the cookies, candy, and magazines? So you passed the cookies when you walked in, you passed the candy, and now you're at the magazines. You're like, oh crap, I forgot to get my Reese's peanut butter cups. Can you turn around and walk against traffic to get back to the beginning of that section? Or do you have to get out and go back all the way around?
I think it's a matter of feet.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So if you're standing in front of the chips, and then you notice you got to take a step to the right to maybe get the, you know, the, what are the chips I always eat? The Juanitas. I was like, I'm thinking about it right. So I think there's movement allowed.
A little wiggle room.
There's a, right. The whole thing is though, like, excuse me. Like if you're in the bread aisle and the end of that aisle maybe is lunch meat on the left, you can't turn around and go all the way back to the bread.
You got
to
get out of the aisle.
Yeah, and come back.
Back around.
Yeah.
What happened at Costco, when you get to the front to pay out and cash out, and I hit the line, and I have like a little yellow line says stand here until next person, don't crowd up on people. I'm like, all right, that's fine, that's cool. Person pays, they're about ready to walk off from the cashier, they're taking their stuff, and I'm like, all right, so I'm starting roll my cart to the front, and the cashier looks at me like as if I'm Satan and goes, wait behind the yellow line until it's open. And I'm like, okay, not maybe less than 5 seconds after he says that. All right, you can come up now. I'm like, come on, man. I get there are rules, but that guy was leaving. I'm just trying to make it efficient.
You got
to
wait, Steve.
I guess so.
I will say this. I'm
not having a good run at Costco.
I don't think anybody is.
Yeah.
I don't think Costco like it. It sucks. I'm with you, though. Like every time I go to the QFC, it's like, Do I wait? And it's funny, the lady there almost seemed annoyed with me, like, you can come over now.
But then the people behind you, there's not yellow lines for every single person. So the person behind me is like, up on my ass.
Oh, there's not?
No.
Oh, like at my grocery store, they have everything separated. So the lines look massive, but they're not that big.
It's like six people.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
They do the same thing at Dick's.
Oh, that's right.
Did you go?
I did.
Attaboy!
Learned a couple things.
All right.
You don't get straws.
Okay.
Which I thought would make drinking my strawberry shake a difficult process, but I think they keep them a little bit more liquidy-ish, if that makes sense.
All right.
Because it went down really smooth.
Yeah.
So, about that, I go, get in line, because you were right. I was just having a bad day. I needed it.
Yeah.
I just needed it.
And that's rare for you, but I was like, oh man, Steve's a little off.
Yeah, and it was exactly what the doctor ordered.
Nice.
So I get a deluxe. Two fries and a strawberry shake, my usual order, right? Get up. The guy's like, okay, can you wait over to the side while we get it all ready. I'm hearing now they're not even serving French fries. Like someone said, the Lake Stevens one or whatever, the whichever one up north, maybe the Edmonds one. I'm not sure, but I read something on Facebook that someone said they don't get fries anymore, which it makes sense. You're handling them maybe more. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because they got to cut them. They have to hand cut them.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
So he's like, okay, sir, here's your bag. But it was two bags. But as I grab it, and I'm like, okay, weird. Maybe they put the fries in one bag and the burger in the other. I grab it, and then I'm going. You know, everyone's like trying to keep their distance. Because it's like, you know, I get to my car, I open up the bag. He gave me two different orders. So I'm now at this point where I'm like, I want to bring it back. But I'm like, they're not going to take it back.
I was going to say, this is the one time where you should not feel guilty about that.
Right. So I'm like, I mean, at this point, they're not going to take it back. It's garbage.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't need to think for them, but I think I'm 100% certain.
There's no chance they're going to take it back.
And that person that was supposed to get that bag is not going to take a bag from me who just went to his car with their food.
What was the other order?
It was two cheeseburgers and one order of French fries.
Oh.
So I'm like, oh my gosh. It's like the Dick's gods. Right. So I'm like driving. I'm like, man, I won't eat them all. It's just maybe I'll have a couple extra fries, maybe a bite of that cheeseburger. I ate everything but one of the cheeseburgers. I had a cheeseburger and a fries. So I had three orders of fries, a deluxe, and a cheeseburger, and a strawberry shake.
See, I think I'm the opposite. I would have definitely eaten all the burgers and maybe kicked punted one of the fries.
Their fries are so good.
They are. But I mean, I'm with you. The first time I went to Dick's, that was kind of the thing. Like, deluxes are a different story, but like, yeah, like Ben was like, no, man, it's Dick's. They're small burgers. You got to get a couple of them. I was like, all right, cool.
I mean, it's a solid point.
Yeah. God, I like that, man. That is a bona. Thank God you won. I shouldn't say thank God.
No, God had something to do with this right? one.
That's just so funny because I mean, I literally like two times, like even off this, was like, just go. And then you're getting bonus burgers?
I got hooked up.
What'd you do with that last burger? Did you toss it or hide it in the fridge?
I threw it away.
All right. Maybe, yeah. You know, I don't know. People are getting lonely. Maybe Lou would have wanted a little.
Yeah, but then I have to go in the house and accept, take blame for buying Dick's. My wife does not need to know about that. That was just a you and me thing. Okay. I almost took a picture of it, but I'm like, I don't even want the picture on my phone.
No evidence.
Yep.
Jesus. I think that's the biggest worry in your marriage. Some people are worried about their side pieces or whatever. Steve's worried about her scrolling over a picture of Dick's Burgers.
She always gives me crap. She's like, you would be awful at affairs. I'm like, what do you mean? Yeah. She's like, you can't hide when you ate a burger 9 times out of 10. Huh? Yeah. She's like, you can't even hide when you eat chocolate in the house. I'm like, what do you mean? She's like, you don't think you ate all, like, you know, our agent, he sends us chocolate for Christmas every year. She's like, you don't think I know that you've been eating them? I'm like, how'd you find out? She's like, well, there's only three of them left, and I haven't had one. She's like, okay. She's like, you're right.
Shout out to the Reister Bunny.
Who?
The Reister Bunny.
Who's the Reister Bunny?
He's my Lord and Savior now. Now I still bought myself a giant Easter candy. And one of them, here, I'll show you.
Is it an Easter Bunny that's a Reese's peanut butter cup?
Oh. Yeah, the Reister Bunny.
I've never seen that before, and that's amazing.
Yeah.
Is it filled with peanut butter?
It is.
How big is that?
That's what he looks like outside the box.
I like him.
I know. Right? He's like this tall.
Nice.
Okay. But it took me
3 inches.
Right. So what's today? Wednesday? So I started him Sunday, and I finished him last night. I ate his head first because I'm a savage.
Well, that's what you're supposed to do. You got to put it out of its misery before you eat the rest of them.
Yeah. By the way, how weird are things getting? I didn't cook just one, but two meals on Sunday for one dude.
Why?
I got the time. So I made bacon, egg, and cheese sandwiches on muffins in the morning. And then I cooked a meatloaf, potatoes au gratin, and Brussels sprouts for dinner.
Should we do one more quarantine?
Let's do one more.
All right, one more.
Uh-oh. All right.
This is the way we end the podcast.
Listen here, parrot heads.
Binging on TV.
Yeah. It's both of us.
This virus is skeevy.
Yeah.
All of the kids bored out of their heads.
Not adults. What the hell's that?
Put this booze in the blender.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Had it since December.
Sounds like me.
I'll keep drinking till I hit the bed.
wasting away again in Quarantinaville.
Quarantinaville. It's clever.
Feel like I'm just locked in a vault.
Vault, vault, vault.
Some people claim that Obama's to blame, but I know not his own damn fault.
I love it. All right, we should get out of here.
Yeah.
Follow us on Twitter at the Megacast.
And next week, hopefully, we'll talk to you without the echoes. Echoes. Echoes.
Ted. 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 Ted.